And next up, Newell Augur.
Members of the committee, nice to see you this morning, admittedly virtually. I am a lawyer and registered lobbyist and a native of Portland. When I graduated from Deering High School, I swore I would never be back in the state of Maine. And when I was working as a charter or a business manager at a charter school in New York City, in Harlem, my wife got pregnant and we immediately moved back to Maine. And now I'm in Art Bell's district raising my kids. I started working as the legislative and public affairs director at DHS under then Governor King about 20 years ago, started my practice 15 years ago and just moved into Pierce Atwood recently. And I'll be here in front of you on behalf of a number of different clients, but predominantly on behalf of the Maine Beverage Association. That is the trade group that represents the local distributors and bottlers in the state. That's Coke Northeast, Pepsi Beverages Maine, Poland Spring, Polar, and Keurig Dr. Pepper. They employ about 1,600 people, good jobs with great benefits, and are responsible for about $950 million of direct economic impact every year. One interesting thing about our product mix, it obviously 30 years ago, it's gone undergone a revolution over that time as people moving away from sugar sweetened beverages to more zero calorie, low calorie and sugar free beverages, which is a trend that we are promoting and also producing those beverages as the country makes that change. And in each of the years I've represented the group, that number's gone down. So normally I'm in front of you on bottle bill issues, but mercilessly that horse was beaten to death last session, and you can thank Representative Tuckers, Bloom, Gramlich, and the others who had to deal with it. I'll look forward to working with you in the upcoming session. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mr. Augur.